Elon Musk is suing the California Coastal Commission for bias, citing comments from Humboldt County's representative and other commissioners who described the infamous billionaire as a hateful shyster. The nexus between politics and regulation figured into the commission's consideration of expanding rocket launches by SpaceX, Musk's satellite communications corporation. Increasing SpaceX launches at the Vandenberg Space Force base in Southern California was up for a Coastal Act consistency determination at the October 10th commission meeting. SpaceX got a conditional commission sign-off for 36 rocket launches last August. An increase to 50 launches was on the table, and commission staff said a further increase to 100 launches is planned for 2025. Commission staff recommended approving a consistency finding due to a number of conditions, including measures to minimize sonic booms and other effects on wildlife, biological monitoring, and formation of a working group to evaluate impacts. The project applicant is the U.S. Air Force's Space Force Agency, but Musk's role loomed large. Commissioner Mike Wilson, a Humboldt County supervisor, described Musk's politicking as destructive.
This company is owned by the richest person in the world with direct control over what could be the most extensive global communication system on the planet. And just last week, that person was speaking about political retribution on a national stage. And it was very glib, but yet he was standing next to a person, a candidate that openly promotes and is working to normalize that language, right? And the reason I bring that up is because everyone feels that, and so I just want to make sure that we don't normalize that, and that I'm hoping that. It even makes me nervous bringing it up because I feel like I'm promoting it myself by bringing it up. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying not to. What I'm trying to say is, like, we can't hide from that, and we have to push back against that. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the promotion of this technology and a human being that has so much power over that.
A majority of commissioners voted against approving a consistency finding. Despite his comments, Wilson was among the minority of commissioners who voted for it, saying it will keep the commission involved in federal-state agency partnerships. But his vote didn't spare him from Musk's condemnation. Days after the commission meeting, Musk filed a lawsuit challenging the decision, saying the commission is, quote, shamelessly breaking the law, and posted a compilation video of comments from the meeting, including Wilson's comments. Commissioner Gretchen Newsom said SpaceX harasses its employees and has a poor safety record, and she scolded Musk's behavior.
Elon Musk has enjoyed substantial subsidies from California, amounting to over $3.2 billion, while threatening to relocate his operations, including his headquarters, from California to Texas, citing his bigoted beliefs against California's safeguards and protections of our transgender community. This behavior raises concerns about the motivations behind his request for government support. And here today, we have the U.S. Department of the Air Force and U.S. Space Force presenting permitting requests on behalf of SpaceX to the profitable benefit of SpaceX and its billionaire CEO. Right now, Elon Musk is hopping about the country, spewing and tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA while claiming his desire to help the hurricane victims with free Starlink access to the internet. But this claim in itself is to the public benefit is a falsehood, because one must first purchase the Starlink startup kit for several hundred dollars and then face a monthly fee of $120 after 30 days of free internet, a sick ploy to gain customers that are facing tremendous burden and dire straits. They're hurricane victims.
A public comment period included representatives of environmental groups who urged the commission to reject the launch increase. But Commissioner Susan Loewenberg noted the agreed-upon conditions and said the commission should be involved in their implementation.
I don't want us to lose a seat at the table. And that's what I'm hearing from staff. If we don't go forward here and we would lose our seat at the table, and that concerns me. And I do appreciate the fact that we asked for six conditions, and the two gentlemen sitting right here made that happen, and I appreciate that very much. But really, at the end of the day, I don't want us to lose our seat at the table. So I am actually going to vote to concur so that we do keep that seat at the table.
The commission voted 6-4 against the project. Among the dissenters was commission chair Carol Hart, who said there's a lack of information on potential impacts of sonic booms and coastal debris. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.